Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. You know that feeling when you're trying to wind down, but your mind's racing like a caffeinated squirrel on a treadmill? Yeah, me too. Sometimes it feels like the moment our heads hit the pillow, anxiety decides to throw a late night party in our brains. But don't worry, we're not letting that stop us from getting a good night's sleep. Tonight, we're diving deep into those evening anxieties and exploring some seriously chill relaxation techniques that can help you conquer them. Let's face it, we live in a world that loves to keep us on high alert. News cycles are 24/7, social media is a constant loop of updates, and deadlines seem to pop up out of nowhere. It's no wonder our minds are often buzzing with things to worry about, even when we're trying to relax. But remember, sleep isn't just about catching some Z's, it's about giving your mind and body a chance to recharge and reset. So how do we flip the script? How do we quiet that inner critic and create a peaceful haven before bed? Well, friends, I'm here to share 5 key takeaways that can help you overcome those evening anxieties and embrace a truly restful night. First up, awareness is key. The first step to conquering anxiety is recognizing when it's rearing its head. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings in the hours leading up to bedtime. Are you replaying stressful conversations? Dwelling on unfinished tasks? Or worrying about what tomorrow might bring? Once you become aware of those anxious patterns, you can start to take control. Next, create a calming evening routine. Think of it as a signal to your body and mind that it's time to wind down. This could involve taking a warm bath, reading a good book, something lighthearted, not another thriller. Listening to soothing music or practicing gentle stretches. The key is to find activities that help you relax and de-stress. Remember, consistency is crucial here. Try to follow your routine as closely as possible each evening, even on weekends. Third, limit screen time. The blue light emitted from our devices can interfere with melatonin production, the hormone that regulates our sleep cycle. So put those phones down at least an hour before bed and opt for more calming activities instead. Number 4, journal your worries away. Ever have one of those days where your mind feels like a tangled ball of yarn? Well, journaling can be like untangling that mess. Take a few minutes to write down everything that's on your mind, the big stuff, the small stuff, even the silly stuff. Getting those anxieties out of your head and onto paper can be incredibly liberating. Finally, practice deep breathing exercises. This sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. When you're feeling anxious, your breath tends to become shallow and rapid. Deep breathing helps calm your nervous system and slow down your heart rate. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for a count of 4, and exhaling for a count of 4. Repeat this several times until you feel more relaxed. You know those days when you're feeling overwhelmed with work, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list seems longer than the Declaration of Independence? Yeah, I've been there. Last week, I was buried under a mountain of projects, emails piling up faster than a snowdrift in February. It felt like my brain was on overdrive and sleep was just a distant dream. But I remembered these relaxation techniques and decided to give them a shot. First things first, I turned off all notifications on my phone an hour before bed. Next, I took a long, hot bath with some lavender essential oil. Smells amazing, by the way. Then, I grabbed my trusty journal and wrote down everything that was stressing me out, from work anxieties to worries about the upcoming party, don't judge. Finally, I practiced some deep breathing exercises while listening to calming music. Let me tell you, it made a world of difference. My mind felt calmer, my body felt more relaxed, and I actually managed to drift off to sleep without counting sheep for the first time in weeks. Remember, conquering evening anxiety isn't about achieving perfection, it's about making small changes that add up over time. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you, and celebrate your progress along the way. So tonight, as you start your wind-down routine, remember these key takeaways. Be mindful of those anxious thoughts, create a calming evening ritual, limit screen time, journal your worries away, and practice deep breathing exercises. You've got this. And remember to join me tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm. We'll be exploring new ways to create a peaceful and restorative bedtime routine that leaves you feeling refreshed and ready for a new day. Sweet dreams, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.